Pensioners struggling to get home from Australia are having their superannuation payments stopped, and some may be forced to start paying them back. RNZ has spoken to people who needed to travel across the ditch for various reasons, but have since become trapped because of the suspension of the travel bubble. They say if the stress of trying to secure an MIQ spot wasn't bad enough, they're now contending with financial hardship. Emma Hatton reports.
Joannie Robinson flew to Sydney in March to help her son, who had just been diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer. She had a return flight booked for July the 31st and enough heart medication to last her stay. However, that flight was cancelled. She couldn't secure another one before the travel bubble closed altogether. Her medication is running out, and she's been told by the government if she's not back by September the 20th, her pension will be stopped. The travel suspension in place from New South Wales will be until at least September the 18th.
I'm feeling quite, not feeling very good in my stomach. I feel quite sick about everything that I've been, the New Zealand government has put me into such a predicament, like I have nowhere else to go to.
And if she can't get back by the following month, she'll need to start repaying the superannuation she received while she was offshore. Another woman, Frances, flew to Sydney in February to be with family, but ended up prolonging her stay because she had to undergo emergency surgery and was only recently given clearance by doctors to fly.
And I had treatment that lasted till mid-July, trying to get home before the cut-off point for superannuation, but the flights have stopped. So MSD have kindly told me that they will not extend the superannuation payments, and Australia have told me I'm not eligible for the pension because I'm not staying permanently.
She was told her pension would be stopped as well, but the Ministry of Social Development has since taken a look at her special circumstances and reversed that decision. She says while that brings some relief, she's disappointed of the stress she was put through. Neither of the women were eligible for a place on the government-managed flights out of New South Wales because they arrived in Sydney before April the 6th. A beneficiary advocate, Kay Brereton, says people in these circumstances are being treated unfairly.
They're not people who went on holiday for a bit of a gallivant overseas because the borders were open. They're people who went over there to connect with family, quite often unwell family. And we need to realise that this isn't just all holidaymakers stuck in New South Wales. There's a whole heap of reasons, and some of them really deserve our compassion.
She says there's no reason why people's financial support should be cut off.
When we had our lockdown in 2020, we had people who were on benefit or eligible for benefit all around the world. And if special rules were put in place to support those people because they couldn't return to New Zealand because we'd closed our borders, what's different now? I'm not sure.
But Social Development Minister Carmel Sipilone says those emergency measures aren't required.
At the time when obviously COVID just hit us, and so people were caught out by that and potentially stuck overseas. And so there isn't really the argument for doing what we needed to do right at the start of the pandemic last year.
She says if people are stuck overseas due to special circumstances, they should communicate their position clearly with the Ministry of Social Development.
MSD has sent us a statement this afternoon saying Joanne had told them she was having trouble getting a flight back to New Zealand. The ministry has told her she has until the 20th of September until her New Zealand super is stopped. It has encouraged her to keep checking the Air New Zealand website regularly to book a seat on a flight home.